everyone. Welcome and welcome back to the She's Fearless podcast. I am your host, Erica Lipscomb. How is everyone doing? I know there was not a podcast last week. I kind of like took a little, little rest, a little break last week, and I am back this week with another podcast. I hope you guys had a wonderful day today. Depending on when you're listening to this, I hope you had, if it's a Monday, like it is for me, which I'm recording on a Monday, I hope you guys had a fabulous weekend. If it's towards the end of the week, a Friday, I hope that your week was blessed, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Whatever time of the week you listen to this podcast, whatever time of the day you're listening, I hope that you've had a wonderful day today, a wonderful week, a wonderful weekend, wonderful morning, whatever. My day started out pretty good for a Monday morning, but towards the end of my day, kind of got a little jankety, but I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to stress or worry about it. I'm not going to allow what did happen to get me stressed out or worried so I'm just going to, just thank God that God is going to take care of everything and going to allow me to handle what I need to handle on my end in order to get it done. And that goes into what I want to talk about today. Now, I'm dealing with something on my end, not anything major, but it's something that has me a little on the stress side. But what I'm going to talk to you about is kind of, it ties into, to what I'm going to talk to you about. And so this weekend I was like at home and I was just thinking about and wondering like, Lord, what is it that you want to say? What is it that my listeners, you guys need to hear? And I want to talk to you about casting your cares on to Jesus. And we all deal with so many different things. There's so much going on in this world on top of your personal life that you have to deal with, work life, whatever it is. And so we all feel overwhelmed. Like, do you feel overwhelmed? Are you struggling with caring and handling too much? Do you feel like you're being pulled in all different types of directions? Are your problems weighing you down? And I know that sounds like a infomercial, but I have an answer to those questions. And my answer is, have you tried Jesus? The answer is Jesus. Now, I know that we all deal with so many things in our life. We've deal with things far as marital problems, far as financial problems, far as starting a business and all the things that comes with starting a business, being a mother, going to school, going to college and being stressed out far as like college. Maybe there's health issues. Whatever it is, so many times we feel like, or we believe that we can handle or carry the load of what we're going through all by ourselves. Sometimes it's because we feel like we can't trust anyone. Maybe it's because, you know, we feel like nobody will be able to handle what we're struggling with. Maybe we feel like what we're dealing with, our issues, our problems, is so much for even for us to handle. So how can we burden somebody else with telling them what's going on in our life? Or it could be we don't want nobody in our business. I mean, you know, not everybody, I'm just going to be truthful with you, and you guys know this, not everybody is on the up and up. Not everybody who wants to know your business wants to know it to help you out. Some people are just plain out nosy, and sometimes we feel like, well, I don't want to tell anybody or reveal or confide to anybody about what I'm going through, because I don't want my business out on the street. I don't want nobody talking about me. I don't want nobody gossiping about me. And so we keep that to ourselves. Or maybe it's because we are ashamed of the mess that we got ourselves in. You know, even though people told us, don't do this, don't go down this this road, you know, like people warned us and we didn't listen and we did anyway. So we feel like we're ashamed, we're embarrassed, because we were told from the very beginning to not to do it. But we did it because we felt like we had to do it. We had to have it. We had to, whatever, you know, that it is. Or maybe it's because we feel like nobody really cares about what is overwhelming us. Like a lot of times when we speak to people, you know, that small talk of when you see somebody, be like, hey, how you doing? And when we ask that question, do we really want to know truly how that person is doing? Or when somebody asks us that question, do they really want to know exactly what we're dealing with, how we feel? Like, what if you just, like, what if you ask somebody, how are you doing? And then they just dumped all the stuff that they're dealing with, like the fact that they're stressed or that they're this, or, you know, and it is a lot when somebody just kind of like dumps all their problems and issues that they're struggling with. But it's like when we ask that question, do we really want to know? I feel like we say that, and I've said this before. We say this just because that's just what we say. And I know, like, for me, you guys know I talked a little bit about this, but I mean, I felt all these questions that I've asked you, all these examples that I've, like, just mentioned, I felt this way in some shape or form. I felt this way. I felt like when I was going through my divorce, I felt like at one point in time where I feel like I couldn't trust certain people with confiding in them about what I was dealing with about my divorce. I felt like kind of like... I felt like embarrassed because, you know, there was a certain person that was not, you know, wasn't too keen on my spouse, and it didn't really bother me, but I felt like, you know, I don't want to get too much into it, but I felt embarrassed because here I am, divorce. Here I am going through a divorce, struggling in my marriage, and I felt embarrassed. I felt like, you know, and when you get married, and I said this before, you don't think that when you walk down that aisle, when you're studying in front of everybody, your family, your friends, and you're saying your vows, and you're looking in the eyes of your spouse, you don't think that in 10 years or in 5 years or in 12 or 20 years or 30 years or 40 years that you're going to get a divorce. You feel like you're going to be married for forever. And so when I was going through my my divorce, when I was having problems in my marriage, I did feel embarrassed, not just with just certain people, but with like of everybody knowing that my marriage is failing or has failed. I felt like I couldn't just go to anybody with what was going on in my marriage. And I was going through a whole lot of different feelings and emotions. And a lot of people still to this day, I mean, I'm sure there's people that's probably figured out that we're no longer married. But at that time, I was keeping all that in, all those emotions of anger and embarrassment and shame and sadness and, you know, like regret of wishing, not that I regretted marrying him, which I don't, I still to this day, I don't regret it. But it was regret like, okay, well, I should have done better. I should have done this better, or maybe I shouldn't have done this, or maybe, you know, wishing I could go back and change what I did or said. And not to say that it was all my fault, but we both made mistakes in the marriage, but going through that divorce, I kept it pretty much to myself. There was like maybe two people that I pretty much confided in, that I would pretty much, one in particular, I would pretty much just talk to her and just cry and reveal some things to her. And I only did that because I knew that I could talk to her. I knew that I could trust her. I knew that she was the type of person that would pray for me and would encourage me. And so I give you that example because at first, like I said, I was holding all that inside. And for anybody who has been through a divorce, or if you're going through a divorce, you know exactly what I mean. How, you know the feelings of how it is when you're going through, you know, like trouble in your marriage, or you're going through a divorce and you feel like a failure, and you're like having all these different emotions. And even though it's not a death of a spouse, but it is a death of a relationship, of a marriage, you know. So for those of you who are going through it or have been through it, you understand what I'm talking about. And maybe if your marriage is good, or if you're not married and you're not struggling with that, maybe you're struggling with juggling all the things that you need to do as a wife, as a mom, as a working woman, being a help me, like, you know, like when you're married, your focus is on your spouse. Your focus is, aside from God, putting him before anything, making sure that he's good, encouraging him, loving him, being that helpmate for your husband, being there for him, finding ways to make your marriage stronger and better, while also nurturing and raising your children and being there for your children and going to all their school functions and sport events and spending time with them. And then also work. Like if you work, whether you work on, outside the home, or if you're a stay-at-home mom, that's work too. Or if you have a business at home, you know, like taking care of all of that, plus coming home or finishing your work, and then having to do your day-to-day things as far as taking care of the household and cleaning and cooking and helping the kids with their homework and just and like I said, being there for your spouse, you do feel like you're being pulled in every which way and in all different types of direction, and you feel might feel overwhelmed. You may feel like unappreciated, you know, as a wife and a mother and also working. Or maybe you're a single mom who is having to do everything by yourself. Maybe you don't have a spouse. And I will say, just because you're married doesn't mean like that's your spouse is invested in being the father and the spouse that he needs to be. Sometimes you could be married and like maybe you're married to somebody that's a workaholic and the load is on you, you know? But if you are a single mom who is having to do everything by yourself, maybe there is no spouse there. Maybe your kid's father is not a part of the picture. And I know what it's like. I'm not a mother, but I know what it's like to be raised by a single parent and having to see my mom growing up struggling financially and struggling mentally. And all the while, still going to work, still taking care of us, still spending time with us, still cooking and cleaning and paying the bills and helping out at the church, like, and still struggling with her own issues within herself, to the point and feeling like, she needed to hold it all together, but in the same time, she was struggling to even try to hold it together and wanting to like end her life for that. So it doesn't matter, no matter what you're struggling with, whether you're overwhelmed because maybe you're a college student and you feel overwhelmed about, you know, like passing your exams or maybe you're starting a business and you feel overwhelmed with that, of all the things that you have to do for starting your business and things that you probably thought like, man, how am I gonna make this work or whatever it is. You're overwhelmed, you're stressed, you're like you're being pulled in every which way, and you feel like and you don't want to, or maybe you're afraid to confide in anybody for whatever reason, and you feel like you need to take this load on yourself. You're trying to be superwoman, trying to make everything happen, make things happen, and try to do things on your own. And that is not what God wants. God said in His Word in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7 says, cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. This is the NIV version. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. He cares for us. In the Passion Translation, it says, pour out all your worries and stress upon him and leave them there, for he always tenderly cares for you. I like the Passion Translation, but you know, the word is good, whatever way it's translated. But the Passion says, pour out all your worries and your stress. That means you give all whatever you're worried about, whatever you're stressed about, whatever you're feeling like overwhelmed about, whatever you're carrying, whatever you're trying to hold on to, God says, pour it out. Give it all to him. That means don't try to give him half of it and try to keep the other half and work over that. Get everything that you're stressing out for over, everything that you're losing sleep over, everything that is weighing you down, everything that is wreaking havoc on your health and your mental stability. God is saying, give it to him. Don't try to hold on to it. Don't try to make it work on your own. Don't try to figure it out. Stop carrying it. Let it go. Walk away from it. Leave it. Leave it there with him. Leave it there. Don't try to make things happen on your own. Don't feel like or try to be superwoman. God says, cast all your anxieties, all your cares, everything that is having you bogged down, he says, give it to him. Give it to him. Don't worry about it. Don't stress over it. Give it to him. Because why? Because he cares. Because he can take whatever you're struggling with and carry that load for you. And even if you're whatever you're struggling with, even if it doesn't go away, even if it doesn't get better, God will enable you to handle what you need to handle in the way he wants you to handle it. So give it to him. In the Amplified version, it says, casting all your cares, all your anxieties, all your worries, and all your concerns once and for all on him. For he cares about you with the deepest affection and watches over you very carefully. He cares. He doesn't want to see you struggling. He doesn't want you to see you carrying something that you're not supposed to be carrying. He says, cast it to him. Why are we carrying something that we're not supposed to be carrying? Why are you worrying over things and you have God right there saying, give it to me. Let me carry it. Let me take on that load. Tell me about your issues, about what you're worried about what you're stressed about. He wants to hear all that. Even though he knows what we're going through, even though he knows what we're struggling with, even though, you know, he knows and he sees you crying at night, stressed out, feeling overworked, feeling overwhelmed, feeling like you're being pulled in every direction, trying to be everything for everybody, and you can't. Carrying your worries, your stresses, and your daily struggles by yourself shows that you have not trusted God fully with your life. If you are continuing to carry that weight, if you're continually worrying about what's going on in your life, your daily struggles, your this, your business, your marriage, your children, you know, whatever it is, then you're not trusting God. You're not fully trusting God. Trusting God means to give it to him, to not to stress over it, to let God deal with it in the way he wants to, in the timing he wants to, and not try to pick it back up and worry about and stress over it. When you give something to God, you give it to God. And I'm not saying that I've never struggled with this, because I'm just going to be honest. I'm the type of person that I will rehash something over and over and over and over in my head. You know, I will stress about stuff, and I'm learning myself on how to give it to God, to cast all my cares, to cast all my anxieties, and cast my whatever it is that has stressed me out, that has bothered me, that I'm struggling with. I'm learning to give it to Him, to throw it to Him, and to leave it there, and to not pick it back up. And that is what God wants us to do. He is here for us. He is here for us. So why not trust Him? Because God, there is nothing God can't handle. I mean, so why do we struggle over things trying to handle something that God can clearly handle and take care of and ease our load, but we continue to hold on to things thinking that what we can do is better than what God can do, which is absolutely a lie. So I'm here today to tell you, do not struggle, do not stress, cast your cares, cast your anxieties, give it to God. Allow God to wrap you in His arms. Allow Him to give you peace during this time, during this struggle. Allow Him to take whatever you're dealing with and to allow Him to handle it. Trust Him. Trust Him. Trust God with your issues. Trust God with your marriage. Trust God with your children and your work and your business and your home life. Trust God with your health. Because it what good is it if we're stressing over stuff that is wreaking havoc over our mental stability, our health, our home life, our work life? Walk in that peace. Rest in His arms and cast your cares. Well, I hope this was a blessing to you, and I pray that you would cast all your anxieties on Him, because why? He cares. Well, until next time, next week, have a blessed and wonderful day, week, and you will hear from me next week. Peace.